history.
Small college town was disturbed one day last summer when Inspector Brass received a phone call from Dr. Jonathan Brown, professor of chemistry at the university.
Inspector, you've got to come right away. Something terrible. My wife has been poisoned.
I'll be right up. Don't disturb anything.
I'll do as you say, Inspector. You'll be right up.
Very soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Doc, I'm on a rush autopsy. Grab your stuff and hurry up to Dr. Brown's place at 1412 Church Avenue. Says his wife is dead. Poisoned. How did you know, Dr. Brown, that your wife died from poison?
Being a chemist, I am well acquainted with poisons and their effects. As soon as I saw my wife, I knew that her physical appearance could only have been the result of poison.
Do you keep any drugs or poisons around the house?
Yes, I do. I sometimes work in my laboratory in the cellar.
Mm-hmm. Members of the household could get to the stuff rather easily, then.
Yes, I'm afraid so. I haven't been too careful with just the nurse, the cook, and myself around.
I understand that your wife has been ill for quite some time.
Yes, 10 years. She was an invalid for the past 2 years. We've had Miss Calhoun as her constant companion and nurse all these years.
Are you Miss Calhoun?
Yes, I am.
She's been very wonderful to my wife. Took care of her better than a mother cares for a child. Did everything. Washed her, dressed her, tasted her food to make sure it wasn't too hot or cold or badly seasoned. Read to her. I've been very grateful.
Is that right, Miss Calhoun?
Yes, sir. Mrs. Brown trusted me completely. She was my friend. It was a horrible accident.
What'd you find, Doc?
Poison, just like her husband said. Acted within a quarter of an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, not right now.
See you in the morgue. So long.
So long. Miss Calhoun, were you with Mrs. Brown all the time?
Yes, sir. While I was feeding her, she was seized by a spasm and gagged and became discolored. I've been nursing for 20 years, and I've seen the symptoms of poison before. I gave her something to counteract the poison, but the poison acted too quickly.
When did Dr. Brown finally get there?
By the time I arrived, my wife was dead. I don't blame Miss Calhoun. She did the best she could. I think it was a terrible accident.
Well, Dr. Brown, I disagree. It wasn't an accident. Miss Calhoun, would you be so kind as to accompany me to headquarters? You're under arrest for murder.
What made the inspector so sure that it was murder? In a moment, we'll know, but first...
Rather unusual, Miss Calhoun. You didn't care who was suspected, including yourself. But you made one slip. You agreed with the doctor when he said that you did everything for Mrs. Brown, including tasting her food. If the food was accidentally poisoned, you would have died too. Therefore, Mrs. Brown must have been poisoned during or after her meal. You talked her into believing she was poisoned by the food. So she would do anything to save herself. That is, take your so-called remedy. Only it wasn't a remedy. It was poison.